Good morning again, brothers, sisters, and friends.
弟兄姐妹平安。
May the rest of God be upon you this morning.
愿神的平安临到我们。
Well, first of all, you might be wondering why are we having another combined service.
或许你在疑问为什么又是一个联合崇拜。
And I do understand that there are those among us who are not the biggest fan of combined service.
我知道我们当中有些不是特别喜欢联合崇拜。
So my sincere apologies to you.
我诚挚地向你们道歉。
It's by my mistake there was a scheduling conflict.
因为我犯了一个错，所以有这个行程，我们的时间表有一些。
I was double booked on both congregations.
所以余牧师本来是要两边都要正道的。
And hey, so the solution is a combined service.
所以解答这个解决方法就是联合崇拜。
Well, but really, it was God reminded me that He can do good out of even our mistakes.
所以神提醒我，即使在我犯错当中，他也可以让他成为有益处。
And so this, in fact, gives us an opportunity to hopefully go through the passage that we were halfway through last week.
所以希望我们今天可以看完我们上周看了一半的经文。
So again, this morning we will still listen in on a conversation between Jesus and a teacher of law.
所以今天我们还要再来看这段耶稣跟文士的一段交谈。
And the message that we can take home today, if you want that one-liner, is this.
所以我们要就说，如果要带回去的一句最重要的这个结论是
：Only authentic faith in Jesus the Christ will birth authentic love for others.
唯有对耶稣基督有真诚的信心，才能孕育出。对他人的真诚的爱。
And so if we could all together read this particular statement as our confession.
所以我们一起来读。
First in English.
先用英文读。
Then in Chinese.
然后再用中文读。
Only authentic faith in Jesus the Christ will birth authentic love for others.唯独对耶稣，也就是基督，有实质的信心，方能孕育对他人实质的爱心。So please turn to Mark chapter 12.
请翻开马可福音第十二章。
Verses 28 to 34.
28-34节。
Together as a congregation, we'll first read in Chinese and then in English.
我们全体一起先用中文来念，然后用英文念。
Have we gotten to the passage?
找到了吗?
Okay. On count of three. 一二三。
有
一个
文士
来
听见他们辩论，晓得耶稣回答得好，就问他说，诫命中哪是第一要紧的呢？耶稣回答说，第一要紧的就是说，以色列啊，你要听，主我们神是独一的神，主。你要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神，其次就是说要爱人如己，再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。那文士对耶稣说，夫子说神是一位，实在不错，除了他以外再没有别的神，并且尽心尽智尽力爱他，又爱人如己，就比一切燔祭和各样祭祀好得多。耶稣见他回答的有智慧，就对他说，你离神的国不远了。从此以后没有人敢再问他什么。
Right, in English.
用英文来念。
One of the teachers of the law came and heard him debating. Jesus had given them a good answer. He asked him, of all the commandments, which is the most important? The most important one, answered Jesus, is this.Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Well said, teacher, the man replied. You are right in saying that God is one, and there is no other but Him. To love Him with all your heart, and with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, You're not far from the kingdom of God. And from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions. This is the living word of God.
这是神活生生的话语。
And may our hearts not harden in its hearing.
愿我们听了不心硬。
And so many of you have shared with me on how the message last week punched your heart.
很多人跟我说你们听了上周的讲道实在扎心。
And in fact, punch my heart was a common phrase that was used. It's not something that I'm just saying for poetic purposes.
说真的，这个扎心这个词我们常常听到，我不是只是为了好听。
And so if it was me by my fleshly impulses that punched you, then I'm sorry.
如果是我说的话扎了你的心，那我向你道歉。
But if in your discerning you know that it is the Spirit who is punching your heart through God's word, then I rejoice with you.
如果是你自己分辨是圣灵在扎你的心的话
Because praise to the Lord, the Spirit is working in the hearts that are listening.
我赞美主，因为他在你的心里做工。
And praise to the Lord that we have our personal response and a communal response to God's truth.
我也赞美主，让我们全体会众一起能够对圣灵有反应。
And even then, it is the Spirit working in us to give us understanding.
是因为这个圣灵在我们心中做工，让我们能够一起有同样的明白理解。
So it may be that you were punched for repentance.
或许你被扎心，你需要认罪。
That God was exposing some of the hidden sins in our heart.
或许神在显明你某些没有显明的罪。
But it could also be that God punched you for encouragement.
或许神扎你的心是要来激励你。
That God is exposing in you the growth of your soul.
神在显明你的灵命在增长。
Regardless, I pray and hope that you will not quench the Spirit.
不管如何，我希望你不要消灭这个圣灵的感动。
And will hold on to what is good and reject every kind of evil.
坚持什么是好的，然后要抵抗。
And the kind of evil that we are to reject it includes self-justification as well as self-deprecation.
不好的、恶的事情，我们要抵抗的就包括像自以为意。
And so the message of God is not to unsettle the assurance of salvation by faith through grace.
Can you repeat that again?
Yes. The message of God...is not to unsettle the assurance of salvation by faith through grace.
所以我们这种扎心并不是要破坏神他给我们这个确据就是因信因恩典而得到的这个得救的确据。
But it is to surely awaken us to our Christ who has placed demands on our discipleship.
而是要唤醒我们明白主耶稣对我们要当他门徒的要求。
So Jesus does not expect us to be of sinless perfection. That's him, not us.
耶稣并不要求我们是无罪完美的。
So JC is Jesus Christ in the English, but he does expect us to grow, mature, and progressively transform into his likeness.
但是他确实期望我们要成长，我们要成熟，能够长成慢慢长成他的样式。
The Apostle John records that this is what Jesus taught his disciples.
这个是约翰他所记录的。
That Jesus he is the vine and we are the branches.
耶稣他是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
And Jesus speaks to every of his disciples, if you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit.
耶稣也告诉他所有的门徒说，如果你藏在我里面，我也会藏在你里面。
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
离开了我，你不能做任何事。
And so the goal is for spiritual maturity.
所以我们的目标是要属灵命的成熟。
It is not for us to wallow in our guilt.
不是只是在为我们的罪悲伤。
In fact, it should bring us into worship of God who has rescued us from sin and into His glory.
应该让我们能够离开我们的罪，然后我们能够真正的朝向敬拜神，灵命的成熟。
And this, as Paul would speak to the Colossians,
保罗对哥罗西教会是这么说的，
that they will be fully mature in Christ.
他们会在主里完全的成熟。
That now that they've been raised with Christ, they will set their hearts on things above.
既然他们已经与基督同活了，他们要把他们的心放在天上的事。
Because there is such an assurance that we are now hidden in Christ, so our righteousness comes from Christ.
因为我们有这样子藏在主里面的这样子的一个确据，所以我们就要与他同活。
And so when we are able to now abide by God by the teaching to set our hearts on things above.
所以我们可以顺服耶稣他的教导而思想天上的事。
And we do that by taking God's commandments of life to heart.
我们就是要把耶稣他的教导真是放在我们的心里面。
And so these are the two commandments that Jesus pointed out.
所以这是耶稣给我们指出来两个诫命。
To love the Lord our God with all our heart and with all our soul, with all our mind and with all our strength.
要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神。
And to love our neighbor as ourselves.
并且要爱人如己。
So last week we learned about loving the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
上周我们学到我们要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主我们的神。
It teaches us that we are made as creatures to worship.
这个教导我们是被造来敬拜神的。
Jesus says that this is the most important one.
耶稣说这是最要紧的。
It is most foundational, it is the most essential.
这个是最基本的，也是最必要的。
And it is a call to a whole person type of obedience to God.
这是呼召我们要以全人来敬拜神。
Telling us that there's no other way to live except by this whole personly love for God.
这告诉我们，我们没有别的方法来敬拜神，只有全人来敬拜神。
And it's just a reminder of what heart, soul, mind, and strength is.
这也提醒我们什么是心性意和力。
When it's the whole heart, it means that your entire belief system is geared toward God.
当我们的全心的是全心来敬拜神的是我们所有的信念都是指向神的。
It is not to say that I believe there's a God and I also believe that there are other things that can bring me into salvation.
并不是说我相信只有一位神，可是我也相信有其他东西可能可以让我得救。
But that God is the only object worthy of worship.
可是应该是神是唯一的能够使我们得救的，使我们敬拜的对象。
Sorry, and with the soul is just the vitality, the strength that you have in your life.
这个性全性呢，就是包括我们生命的这个活力，所有的活力力量。
And with that, you commit to a very active thought life.
所以全性就是我们很积极的把我们所有的力量都摆在这个事情上。
And so you commit into this energy to use your mind to consider God, to meditate upon His truth.
所以我们立志要把我们所有的这个活力都用来思想神的话语。
And with all our strength is whatever it may be physical ability, it could be your possessions, it could be your resources, all of that you're willing to offer it up as a sacrifice to God.
所以全力就是用我们所有的体力，我们所有的资源一切都摆上来敬拜神。
So God is instructing us to take this most important command to be my our utmost desire.
所以神给我们这样的一个诫命，希望这成为我们最大的一个渴望。
And when this command to love God with all of ourselves is our desire,
当这样的一个诫命真是成为我们的一个最深的渴望的时候，
we then will be locked in to the other commandment.
我们就会很自然的会来守其他的诫命。
And that is to love your neighbor as yourself.
那就是像爱人如己这个诫命。
To love our neighbors as ourselves.
爱人如己。
I was having, well, this is a true story about a pair of Converse.
这是一个真实的故事，关于这双这个Converse 这个牌子的球鞋。
And so for the parents, how many of you do not know what a pair of Converse is?
在座当父母的，你们知道这个鞋子的价码如何吗？
Well, my guess was that some of you already know because many of the youngsters are already wearing it. And so you probably have to like kind of pay out. It's like, what's this? Okay, cool.
你们有些父母可能知道，因为你们已经为你们的孩子买过这样子的球鞋了。
So Converse or Vans, these are streetwear very popular in street fashion.
所以 Converse 或者是 Vans 这两个牌子都是很流行的这个球鞋的牌子。
But we're not here to talk about shoes today.
可是我们不是在这里谈球鞋。
So the story goes.
所以这个故事是这样子的。
A friend sent to another friend a picture of a cool pair of Converse.
所以有一个朋友寄给另外一个朋友这么一个Converse 鞋子的照片。
Friend A said, "Would you pay an X amount of money for it?"
朋友 A 说，你愿意付这么多钱买这双鞋吗？
Friend B said, "Sure, it's cool."
朋友 B 说，当然啦，看起来很棒。
And so friend A turned the table and said, "Well then, you will be willing to pay this X amount of money for this pair of Converse for me."
那这个朋友 A 就说，好，那你愿意付这么多的钱来买这双鞋给我吗？
And friend B says, "Why so?"
朋友 B 说，我为什么要这样子？
And friend A uses the Bible.
那这个朋友 A 就来引用圣经的话。
That is the principle behind the commandment of love your neighbor as yourself.
这就是爱人如己背后的精神。
In its fullest expression, however much you are willing to commit to yourself for your own goodness, you are willing to give it to your neighbor.
所以这个背后的精神就是你极度的表现，这个诫命的极度表现就是说，你愿意为自己的付出的好处付出多少，你就愿意为别人同样付出那么多。
And friend B says, "Ah, okay."
这个朋友 B 就说啊，好吧。
Well, it is true that the principle that lies behind love your neighbor as yourself is that you will commit all that you're willing.To commit for yourself for another person.
确实的，这个爱人如己背后的精神就是说，你愿意为自己的好处付上多少，你就要为别人也付上多少。
And this conversation is meant only as an object lesson.
这个故事只是一个让我们来学习的一个功课。
To give a concrete example of what it means to love the neighbor as ourselves.
我们来看看如何爱人如己的一个。具体的一个例子。
It is not a trick for any of us to use to solicit a gift.
这不是让你去跟人家要礼物用的一个伎俩。
Are we clear on this? Give me your thumbs up if you are clear on this.
大家都清楚吧？
Oh, some are very unwilling to do this. They're like, we found the best way to get presents for ourselves.
有些人可能想说，嘿，我找到最好的跟人要礼物的方法了。
So get those little schemes out of your mind.
不要动这个脑筋。
It totally will defeat the purpose of love your neighbor as yourself if you use it as a trick.
这会完全失去这个爱人如己界定的意义的。
There's another one that we tend to use.
这还有另外一个我们常引用的。
Sharing is caring.
分享就是关怀。
Friends who say, "You got to share with me so that you can care for me." Who's important? Me.
朋友就说你要关怀我，你就要跟我分享。这重点是在哪里？是在我。
So okay, how did the story for the Converse end?
所以这个球鞋的故事怎么结局的呢？
The purchase was made.
所以球鞋是买了。
And in fact, the two friends did split the cost.
其实这两个朋友他们分摊平分这个球鞋的价钱。
Even though friend B was willing to cover the entire cost, friend A requested that it will be a partnership.
所以虽然朋友 B 愿意负担所有的这个球鞋的钱，可是朋友 A 希望平分。
And so I'm thinking Chinese, we say 两全其美 in English we say win-win, right? It's a win-win situation. So all of us are to love the neighbor as all of us.
所以我们都要爱人如己。
Cool music. As said earlier, Jesus had woven to get, well, Jesus have woven together the commandments to love our neighbor with the commandment to love God with all of ourselves.
耶稣实在是已经把这两个诫命、爱主和爱人如己两个诫命已经都整合在一起了。
The first commandment tells us that we are creatures made to worship God.
第一个诫命告诉我们说我们是被造来敬拜神的。
The second command points to the fact that we are spiritual creatures made to relate to one another.
第二个诫命告诉我们说我们是有灵的、有灵的被造的是被造来与人有交易的。
And when Jesus had woven these two commandments together, is to say that loving your neighbor is essentially loving God.
所以耶稣把这两个诫命联合在一起，是在告诉我们说，我们爱人，爱主就是爱人。Sorry.
Yeah. 爱人就是爱主。爱主就必爱人。It flows that way. To love God will be to love your neighbor. And again, Apostle John reminds us of this truth.
约翰也提醒我们这样子一个真理。
Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar.
人如果说我爱神却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。
For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen.
不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。
So really, to love the neighbor as ourselves serves as a litmus test.
所以爱人如己可以当为一个像试金石一样。
And this litmus test is to test the authenticity or the degree of our whole person worship of God.
所以这个试金石是来测试我们对神全然真诚的敬拜的程度。
How much you are able to love people in a godly manner is anchored in how much you in fact love God.
所以你能够如何真诚的来爱别人，是决定于你如何真诚的爱主。
So it is possible that we often claim that we love God.
所以很多时候我们说我们爱主。
We even sing that I love you, Jesus.
我们甚至唱我爱你耶稣。
But something that we can examine ourselves with is this.
可是我们可以来检醒我们自己的。
Are we willing to inconvenience or even deprive ourselves so that we can be with people and minister to them?
是我们是不是愿意承担一些不方便的地方好让我们跟别人交往。
In the family, over the dining table, are the parents as well as the children willing to just put down their phones or put away their phones to have a dinner conversation?
在家庭这个饭桌上，这个父母或者是孩子，他们是不是愿意把这个手机放到一边，然后有一个很好的交谈？
Is it possible that we will give up our favorite TV shows because it coincides with the time that we're supposed to gather?
是不是我们愿意放弃看很好看的电视节目，所以我们可以跟别人团契交通？
Is it personal preferences that come first, or is it the love for people that come first?
是我们个人的喜好是更重要呢，还是我们跟别人团契？
We may even claim that we love and we enjoy having the fellowship in the Lord.
你或许也说，哎，你喜欢跟人家团契。
It is a wonderful thing that after the Labor Day weekend retreat, there was this buzz among the congregation.
在我们上次退休会之后，有这样子的一个在弟兄姐妹当中有这么。什么样的一个说法？
一个很热闹、很喧哗的这样一种感觉哈。It's like this is wonderful time together. Wow.
说这样子团契在一起的时间实在太棒了。
Learning together, singing together, eating together.
我们一起学习，一起唱歌，一起吃饭。
And who can forget under the starry night, the bonfire?
谁会忘记在那样星星光之下的这个
篝火
萤火会。
And yet oftentimes we see this situation happening.
可是我们也常常看到这样子的情形。
The moment the activity is not to our cup of tea,
这个活动如果真的不合我们胃口的时候，
we find it a valid reason to break fellowship.
我们就找到一个合理的理由来离开这个团契。
And so is Christian fellowship about the activity or about the people?
所以这个基督徒的团契是着重在活动本身呢，还是关于人？
Is it only about the people or is it about the people building memories and relationship in Christ?
是重点是在跟人相聚，建立一些联谊，或制造一些回忆呢？
So previously, the young adults were having a gathering, and just somehow the conversation led to, hey, what can we do as a group?
所以前些时候这个年轻人英文堂的年轻人团契有这样子的一个讨论，哎，我们要一起来做些什么事吗？
And the suggestion of camping came up.
所以有人建议要去露营。
When I heard it,
当我听到这个建议，
my first very fleshly response,
我第一个很肉体的一个反应，
Eek. And then came the spiritual counter.
然后马上来的就是这个属灵圣灵给我的一个提醒。
By God's grace, He's willing to turn the heart around.
因神的这个怜悯，我可以我的心被改变。
This is fellowship in Christ.
这是在主里团契。
It is about we in He, not about me.
是关于我们在他里面，而不是关于我。
So when we are able to commit our lives to serving people,
当我们可以承诺把我们的生命拿来服侍别人的时候，
when we are able to deprive or inconvenience ourselves for the sake of the good of others,
我们如果愿意为了别人的好处而忍受一些不方便的地方，
the way that Apostle John teaches means that we now are able to start to show that we can commit our lives to God.
那约翰提醒我们的，也就是说，这个时候，也就是我们可以表现出来我们真正对神承诺的。
When we can deprive and inconvenience ourselves for the good of another,
我们如果愿意牺牲为了别人的好处而牺牲的时候，我们也
then we start to break away from our total selfishness.
我们也能够解脱从我们的这种自私的这种心态解脱出来。
We begin to show that we understand what kind of sacrificial love Jesus has for us.
我们也开始能明白神给我们的这个牺牲的爱是什么样子。
That we are in fact living out with this new understanding of what it means to sacrifice for another.
我们也开始能够活出来为别人牺牲是什么样子。
The second commandment has its background in Leviticus.
这个第二个诫命呢，它的背景是根据于利未记。
Leviticus chapter 19.
在利未记第十九章。
And here it says, "Do not hate a fellow Israelite in your heart. Rebuke your neighbor frankly, so you will not share in their guilt. Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against anyone among your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord."
利未记十九章这么说，不可心里恨你的弟兄，总要指责你的邻舍，免得因他担罪，不可报仇，也不可埋怨你本国的子民，却要爱人如己，我是耶和华。
This is verses 17 and 18, and then in 33 and 34,
这是刚刚的是17 18节，现在33 34节。
When a foreigner resides among you in your land, do not mistreat them.
若有外人在你们国中和你同居，就不可欺负他。
The foreigner residing among you must be treated as your native born. Love them as yourself, for you were foreigners in Egypt.
和你们同居的外人，你们要看他如本地人一样，并要爱他如己，因为你们在埃及地也做过寄居的。
I am the Lord your God.
我是耶和华你们的神。
Here we see that I am the Lord and I'm the Lord your God was mentioned at the end of every of this law.
我们看到在这里我是耶和华你们的神是重复在每一个这个律例之后。
It is to tell us that our morality and our ethics is to be informed by theology.
这个告诉我们我们的道德伦理都应该是根基于神学。
That how we are to be as people is informed by how God is or how God is specifically a holy God.
我们如何做人也应该是从认识到我们的神是如何的一个神而来的。
Moses, the Lord spoke through Moses saying that I am the Lord your God, so be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy.
摩西耶和华借着摩西也对他们说，你要晓谕以色列全会众，说你们要圣洁，因为我耶和华你们的神是圣洁的。
So anything that comes besides a reflection of who God is going to be misinformed.
所以任何不是反映出来神是怎么样一个神的话，都是会有偏差的。
This is the place of theology, of thinking about God, of using all of our mind to worship Him.
这个就是如何我们用所有的我们的全意来敬拜他。
And so we are to love the neighbor as ourselves because the Lord God is holy.
因为所以我们要爱人如己，因为神是圣洁的。
Here we are told.To love others as ourselves.
这里我们被教导要爱人像爱我们自己一样。
This refers to the intensity as well as the devotion, the dedication, the commitment that we often give to ourselves. We take that and we give it to others.
这个指出来我们对我们对人的这个忠诚忠心。的这个强度，我们如何对我们自己也应该拿来对别人。
It also refers to the manner by which we bring good to ourselves.
这个也指出来我们如何什么样的方式来对我们自己好。
And here is the qualifier or the disclaimer.
这里有一点要声明一下。
It is for the good of the person.
是要为别人的益处。
It is to think about the welfare of another.
要想到别人他的好处。
So for example, someone might come to you and say, you know what? I love myself by giving myself a smoke.
所以有些人或许这样讲，我爱我自己我让我自己抽根烟。
So I will love my neighbor by giving my neighbor a cigarette.
所以我也会爱人借着给他一支烟。
I hope that the chuckle that we are hearing right now is to say that's absurd.
我希望你们的这个笑是代表你们觉得这是很荒唐的。
We have to be very careful because we are sinners.
我们要很小心，因为我们都是罪人。
We are very naturally self-orienting.
我们很自然的是以我们自己为定位的。
Anyone who has served in the children ministry or have a child at home knows that you never need to teach the word mine.
任何人在儿童部侍奉过，或者是有孩子的，你都知道不需要教孩子说这一句我的。
This is mine. This yeah. The hoarding comes naturally.
这种霸占的心理是很自然有的。
Somehow, even in a public place, a child would go in and declare that that toy belongs to him or her.
有时候孩子会在一个公共场合就指出一个东西是他的。
In fact, sharing is caring has to be taught constantly.
其实呢，分享就是关怀，这个是要常常被教导的。
And because we are sinful,
因为我们是罪人
we are naturally committed.To use all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength for the good of myself.
所以我们是常常，我们是很自然的立志要全心全意全性全力的来为自己好。
And so here, the way that Jesus is or God is using, in a way, our selfishness to turn it into holiness.
所以耶稣要用这个诫命，让我们的自私能够转成。是神圣的。
This is the brilliance of God. This is the sovereignty of God.
这个是神他的智慧，他的全权。
That if we can only think about ourselves,
我们如果只能想到我们自己
，then okay, take a moment and think about yourself.
那么就想一下，想一下。
And then learn to now transfer that exact same amount of commitment you have to yourself onto other people that He has created in His image.
然后就把你对你自己承诺的这个这么多的承诺也转移到对别人的承诺。
That as ourselves, it now is a teaching aid to help us understand the magnitude of true godly love. As ourselves is a teaching aid to help us understand the magnitude of true godly love.
所以如己这个是让我们来理解这个怎么样来爱神他的这个程度他的大小
Jesus teaches his disciples to love even your enemies
耶稣教导我们甚至要爱我们的敌人
And Jesus again points to the fact that it is God that God is the reason for doing so
神就是我们要爱敌人的原因。
Because God is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked.
因为神也爱那些恶人。
And so we are to love even those who are our enemies.
所以我们即使连仇敌也要爱他们。
And in fact, we are to pray for them.
甚至我们要为他们祷告。
And I'm not sure if anyone, I hope that we have had the experience of having to pray for someone that you don't really like.
我们或许都有为我们不是很喜欢的人祷告过。
And I hope that you've experienced this near impossibility to hate someone that you're sincerely praying for.
我希望你们都经历过，如果你真诚为人祷告，其实很几乎不可能不喜欢这个人。
And so it's because we love our neighbor as ourselves.
所以因为我们爱人如己。
Because we desire to be honored by others,
因为我们期望被别人尊敬。
Then we take the initiative to first honor someone else.
所以我们就主动先来尊敬别人。
And so we honor our father and our mother.
所以我们尊敬我们的父母。
Because we treasure our lives.
因为我们珍惜我们的生命。
We therefore do not murder.
所以我们不谋杀。
Because we treasure fidelity and commitment, we therefore do not commit adultery.
因为我们也珍惜忠诚许诺，所以我们也不会陷于淫乱的罪。Sorry.
It's fine.
Getting old.
I'm getting old too, okay. Just as we do not want to be robbed,
就像我们不希望被抢一样,
we therefore do not steal.
我们也不偷。
And this is not to say that, oh, you know, I'm expecting something in return.
这并不是说你期望有什么样的回报。
But somehow using ourselves as a reference point, we know how to start to relate to others.
其实我们用我们自己作为一个相关点的话，我们就知道如何来对待别人。
There was it was a very cute little boy.
有一个很可爱的一个小男孩。
That I know, the family friend.
是一个朋友的孩子。
For a while, the mom was just calling the name, calling the name, calling the name, and the little boy just couldn't care less.
这个妈妈一直在叫这个孩子的名字，叫好多次，好多次，孩子都不理。
And so an uncle swooped in and said.Did you know that your mom was calling you?
这个有一个叔叔就过来问这个男孩，你知道你听到你妈妈在叫你吗？
Sure.
他说是啊。
And so we in the end have him go through an exercise.
所以我们就让他做了这么样子一个练习。
All the adults refused to acknowledge his calling.
所以所有的大人都拒绝回应这个男孩子的呼叫。
So very soon.
所以很快的。
The little boy was calling daddy, daddy, daddy.
这个小男孩就一直在叫他的爸爸。
And it fell on deaf ears.
这个爸爸一点都不理他。
And you see that expression of the child just change.
你就看到这个男孩的面部表情开始改变。
And so the question back to him, of course, this didn't last very long. It'd be abuse if it became very long.
这个如果是维持很久的话，就有点像虐待这个孩子。
Again, object lesson.
这是一个一个练习的功课。
So how does it? What was your experience of counseling? Well, how was your experience? How do you feel?
所以你的经历是怎么样？
你的
来咨商别人。
Asking the little boy, was that good? Was that nice?
所以问这个男孩子，你觉得这个经历怎么样？
The little boy shook his head and no.
小男孩就摇摇头说不好。
So do you like us? Would you want us to respond to you when you call out to us?
所以这个大人就问那男孩子说，你希望我们对你回应吗？你叫我们的时候。
He said yeah.
男孩说是啊。
And so we declared, "All right, everyone, we can now respond to him."
所以所有的大人就说，好吧，我们现在大家都可以对他有回应了。
And the moment he said, "Daddy,"
然后这个男孩马上就说，爸爸。
And Daddy said, "Yeah."
爸爸就回应了。
Oh, that smile that came back to his face.
那男孩子马上就满脸笑容。
But this is an understanding of saying that, yeah, we don't have a split principle of. what I think I can do for myself and what I think I can do for others.
这个就是他理解到说我可以为自己做什么，我也应该能为别人做什么。
Just as you desire to be acknowledged, you first give the initiative to acknowledge someone else.
就像你希望别人来肯定你、认定你，你也可以先主动来认定别人。
Again, this is for the good.
这个是为别人的好处。
And this love, in fact, includes confronting another about his or her wrongdoing or sin.
这样子的爱其实也包括要指出别人做错犯罪的时候。
Oftentimes we're very kind and we kind of don't want to be too harsh.
很多时候我们希望做一个很仁慈，不希望做一个坏人。
So even when the Spirit is speaking into the heart of someone else,
即使这个圣灵在、在提醒你要指出别人的
We might try to find a way to kind of to lessen the blow.
你可能也会尽量的来消灭这样子的一个感动。
But this is not fully loving another.
这不是真正完全爱人的表现。
In fact, oftentimes we would hear, why didn't you tell this to me earlier?
很多时候我们会听到有人会说，你怎么不早跟我讲呢？
This is in fact an example of how we in fact desire to be directed on the right path.
其实这就是表现出来说我们希望被指正到一个正的路上。
And so with the wisdom given by God, we learn to address the wrongdoings or sin in another person.
所以因为神给我们的智慧，我们可以来指正别人做错犯罪的地方。
How then might this commandment begin to take root and take shape in our other areas of our lives?
所以那么这个诫命可以怎么样来生根、生植于我们的生命里面呢？
A very practical suggestion is this.
一个很实际的建议是这样的。
It must first begin with repentance.
要先从认罪开始。
Specifically, a confession that we are selfish people.
首先是认罪我们是自私的。
That each of us are in a dire need of God's forgiveness of our selfishness.
我们每一个人都迫切地需要神赦免我们的自私。
To bring us into awareness of our selfishness.
带领我们认识到我们的自私。
It is not about a spouse's selfishness.
不是你的配偶的自私。
Or a friend's.
或者你朋友的自私。
But our own.
而是我们自己的自私。
That we take ownership.
我们要有这样子的拥有这样子的一个认罪。
Just like the prayer of the tax collector in the synagogue.
就像那在那个
会堂
里面认这个纳税
税率的祷告。Says I am the selfish one, Jesus.
税律祷告说耶稣我是有罪的。
Please have mercy on me.
请你怜悯我。
For I am the one who is selfish.
我是这个自私的人。
It will be by the work of the Holy Spirit for us to humbly come before God and say, I am selfish.
这是要借着圣灵的工我们才能够真正认罪。
But this confession is an invitation for God to now work in our lives.
这个认罪是一个邀请让神在我们心里面生命里做工。
It means that we trust in God to take away the shame and the guilt of us as selfish people.
这表示说我们相信神他可以帮我们解脱这样子的一个、自私的罪。
That when we openly say that we are selfish people in need of Jesus' forgiveness,
当我们可以公开地宣称说我们是自私的，我们需要神他的怜悯赦免。
We are in fact exercising the faith that we say we have in Jesus Christ to save us.
我们就在活出来我们在主耶稣上面的信心。
And once there is this awareness and conviction of our own selfishness.
当我们真是认识到我们自己的自私的时候，
Then we follow it up with a nagging or very persistent question.
我们就接着有这样子的一个不断提醒我们的一个问题。
How then, God, by your help, by your love in me, am I to treat my neighbor?
神如何你能够帮助我借着你的爱我可以来对人爱人如己呢？
We have to think is how I'm treating people in my life more about myself and about my rules, or is it about the good of the other person?
我是如何来待人的呢？我是关切到我自己我的原则啊，还是我更关切到别人他的需要呢？
Am I relating to my neighbor with the kind of full-blooded commitment I have toward myself?
我是真正的全人的啊承诺来对别人吗？就像我对我自己一样吗？
When God says love your neighbor as yourself,
当主说爱人如己。
When love your neighbor as love my neighbor as myself.
当爱人如己
the responsibility of loving another is squarely on us.
这个爱人如己的这个责任是很直接了当的，是在我们的身上的。
It speaks about us as givers of love.
它指出我们是给这个爱的人。
And interestingly, if everyone starts to give love,
这很有趣的地方就是说，当每个人都开始给出爱的时候，
What happens?
会怎么样呢？
Everyone starts to receive love.
大家也都会接受到爱。
But when we are all loving ourselves and trying to pull everything toward ourselves, what happens?
当我们都爱我们自己，把所有的爱都拢到我们自己身上的时候，会怎么样呢？
We are all isolated creatures with no love.
我们就变成一个一个分离的个体啊，没有爱。
Because if we are not willing to give, we tend to like, it's like a tug of war.
你不愿意真正爱别人，是有点像一个拔河赛一样。
You kind of try to like pull love out of someone else and like, come on, you gotta love me.
你要从别人那里啊拉取爱过来。
Bruce Almighty is a movie from a long time ago.
Bruce Almighty. 啊，有这么样一个很老的电影。
In fact, it has a Christian theme to it.
它有一些基督的一个道理在里面。
And so the main character Bruce was given all the strength and all the power and all the knowledge of God.
这个主角 Bruce 他有所有的这个许多的能力啊，神给他许多许多的能力。
Because well, God was taking a vacation, and Bruce is now in charge.
因为神在休假，所以 Bruce 现在是掌权。
And Bruce found out that you can't just love me and you pull the love toward him and the love comes. No, it doesn't happen that way.
Bruce 发现说他没有办法一直要求拉取啊，从别人那里拉取爱过来，这样是不行的。
Because it was the girlfriend who kind of took a time out with him.
因为有这么样子，他有这么一个女的朋友啊，跟他暂时的停止跟他的这个关系。
And so there was a very iconic move of it.
所以有一个
not happening. 有一个很经典的一个画面，他要把那个爱这样往他这方面拉过来，可是就是没有成就啊。So it's actually not easy to say that I am a sinner.
所以其实要承认我们是罪人是很不容易的。
But sometimes it's even harder to say I'm a selfish man or woman.
有时候要承认我们是自私的是更不容易。
So this is what we're going to do.
所以这是我们现在要做的。
Just as we greeted one another in the morning with the peace of God.
就像我们今天早上以神的平安彼此问安。
Do turn to your literal neighbors right now.
现在也请你转向你旁边的人。
First, tell one another or each other.
首先彼此这么说。
I am a selfish person. I need the forgiveness of Jesus.
我是自私的，我需要耶稣的赦免。
And then the next question is, how may I love you as my neighbor?
我可以如何爱你像爱我一样？这是第二个问题，你们要彼此说的。How may I love you as my neighbor?
How was that? As an exercise.
作为一个练习
okay, right?
还可以吗？
Not so crazy hard.
不是太疯狂吧？
So we will not be able to fully love our neighbor as ourselves if we are not filled in full by the love of God.
我们不能真正完全的爱人如己，如果我们没有真正的被神的爱所充满。
If our soul is not consumed and full by God's love for us, we will always be looking to others to fill us with whatever kind of love we can grab for those pockets of emptiness that we have.
我们的灵若不能够真正完全的被神的爱所填满、所包围的话，我们就会一直要寻找其他的爱来填满这些空虚的空洞。
A smartphone can do much good.
啊，这个智慧型手机有很多的好处。
But without the power, it is simply a very expensive paperweight.
可是这个没有电的话，它只是一个没有用处的东西。
To be able to love people made in the image of God.
要爱这些以神的形象所造的人。
Means you need to love people with the love of God.
就是要用爱神的爱来爱他们。
Means that you have to take on God's character.
就表示我们要穿上神他的性格。
With all the love and grace and the faithfulness.
以所有的爱，还有忠诚，还有恩典。
It is always then out of the worship of God, out of the worship of Jesus Christ, that we are able then to love one another as our neighbors.
所以总是因为我们啊，基于对神的敬拜、对神的爱，我们才能够爱如己。
It is because of the incarnation that is so now vivid in our minds.
是因为神他道成肉身，这样清清楚楚的在我们的心里面。
That now we are willing to change for another.
所以我们愿意为别人改变。
Even though Jesus right now he is in a glorified form in his resurrected body.
即使现在耶稣是在他一个复活荣耀的身体
But it comes nothing close to who he was
跟他以前的是很不一样的
Who he was before the incarnation
他在道成肉身之前呢是怎么样的
And the fact that now he has scars on him for all eternity for who
现在他身上的疤痕是为了谁永远存在呢
Undeserving selfish sinners as I
是这些不配的罪人像我一样
And dare we then go out and say You be you, don't change for anyone
所以你如果出去说你就当你不要为别人改变
Dare we say This is just who I am, take it or leave it
你如果说哎呀我就是这个样子吧你要爱理不理随你
Think about Jesus before we mouth those words
啊，想一想耶稣在你说那些话之前想一想耶稣
The holy God who is in holy communion and beautiful fellowship with the Father and the Spirit willing to come on earth and take on flesh
这样子圣洁的神他们三位一体的神 如此完美的连结愿意道成肉身来到我们当中
willing to experience that break in fellowship on the cross
愿意他们愿意经历这样子三位他们的分离
that commitment and that sacrifice for another
这样子的承诺这样子的牺牲为别人的牺牲
For undeserving selfish sinner as I
为了不配的罪人像我
And so we're so overwhelmed by this kind of love we are willing to change and adapt ourselves to love another
所以因为神这样子广大的爱我们愿意改变我们自己来爱人
And because Jesus Christ he would change his plan to compassionately minister to people.
因为耶稣他也愿意改变他自己的这个计划。
If we look at Mark chapter 6,
如果你看到马可福音第六章
he was taking the disciples to rest.
他本来是要带门徒去休息的。
But a big crowd came.
但是一大群的人来了。
And he had compassion on them.
他爱他们。
And so what did he do?
所以他怎么做呢?
Come back tomorrow. We're open at 8 a.m.
他跟他们说明天再来我们八点早上八点开门
No, Jesus began teaching them many things
没有耶稣马上就开始教导他们
Jesus is willing to put aside
耶稣愿意放开
So that he is able to minister for the good of others
放开他改变他的计划所以他可以服侍人
Dare we then not inconvenience ourselves or deprive ourselves or whatever that locks us down to break fellowship
那我们不愿意也因为爱我们有一些不方便有一些牺牲来服侍别人吗
That in fact we will see fellowship as such a precious thing because we are in fellowship with God
那我们就会把团契我们会看团契有不一样子的一个眼光因为团契与人团契实际就是与神团契
There are many, there's much more to be said.
还有很多可以说的。
But I'll end with this.
可是我就这样子做结束。
Last week it seems that a lot of the parents got punched and the little ones were like, oh yeah, parents, you gotta listen up.
上周好像许多的父母听了讲道之后很扎心，所以孩子们都觉得说很好，爸妈都被讲道了。
How about we do a turnaround this week?
那我们这周来改一个方式。
But I'll use myself as an example.
我用我自己来做一个例子。
This is about communication with the parents.
这是关于跟父母沟通。
I used to find it totally unnecessary to make known where I am.
我过去认为说完全不需要跟我父母讲我去哪里。
Because, well, I know I'm safe.
因为我知道我是安全的。
I know that I'm a grown up. I could take care of myself.
我知道我是个成人，我可以照顾我自己。
And that is all that matters.
那就足够了。
Even if I am out late.
即使我在外面很晚才回家。
And it changed one night when God allowed my parents to come back really late, past the usual time.
有一天我的父母很晚才回家，超过他们平常回家的时间，那改变了我的想法。
Because they were out.Visiting,
因为他们在外面探访
and I began to feel this thing I've never felt before, anxiousness for my parents' return.
我开始有这样不安的感觉，是我以前从来没有过的。这不知道什么时候父母才要回来。
And that was when I understand the heart of my parents.
那个时候也是我开始理解到我父母他的心。
Okay, if parents you're obsessively nagging.Then it's a different story.
如果父母，你们做父母，你们常常唠叨的话，那是另外一回事了。
But children, if we hear your parents just saying, "Give me a text."
如果说你孩子们，你如果告诉父母说，来给试试看，给我试试看。
Just give a text.
Give me a text.
发个短信。
Sorry, 给我发个短信。Text.
It's okay. Just give a text.
就给父母发个短信。
Because what you're doing at that time is to love your parents as yourself.
因为你在那个时候，当你给父母发短信的时候，就是在爱父母，像爱你自己一样。
Think about your anxiousness sometimes to know your grades.
想想看你有的时候。
Like your SAT results or something.
想想看你有的时候，因为想知道你的成绩，而有的不安。
You know the time to log in. You know what to do.
你知道什么时候要上网？你知道要怎么样去看这个成绩
？To your parents, you're greater than an SAT result.
你的对你的父母你的成绩。
对你的父母来说，你自己本身比成绩来得更重要。更胜于成绩。Yeah. So, children, we have to start thinking about the heart of the parents.
所以做孩子的们，你们要开始想想做父母的心。
If you say you love your parents, but you do not think in their hearts, there's no way you're going to be able to love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength.
如果说你爱父母，可是你不去想想他们的心里是怎么样子的话，你就不能真正全心、全性、全意、全力的爱神。
And it's the same thing, in fact, with parents.
同样的，做父母的也是一样。
When we tell our children to say, "You gotta listen to me,"
当我们告诉孩子们说你要听我的话
，then are we also listening to our children?
我们是不是也在听我们孩子们的心声
？Or do they just throw their arms up in the air and say, "You know what? It's not going to work. I'm always going to hit a wall. They're just going to insist on whatever they want to say, and I'm not going to talk to them."
还是你就这样子说，哎，算了吧，他们。总是会坚持他们要怎么说怎么做的，我就不管了。
So when you say, "Are you listening to me?" this statement goes both ways.
当你在说你有没有在听这个话，是两方都要注意的。
When we scream out to another saying that you don't know me,
当我们大声的对对方呼喊说你根本不了解我的时候
，Please keep in mind, are you putting?Your effort to know the other person first.
请你也想想，你是否有试着去了解对方。
Sin would warp our priorities of ourselves.
罪会扭曲我们的优先次序。
But when we love God with our whole person,
当我们以我们的全人来爱神的时候，
It will transform us and break us away from this intoxicating self-love.
它会改变我们，帮助我们解脱，从我们对自己这种很中毒式的爱里解脱出来。
And may it be that we will first start with God as our utmost desire.
我们要先从从这里开始，就是要对神有我们最深的渴望。
That we will love him with all of ourselves.
我们要以我们全人来爱他。
And then we find all these different ways then to express that kind of love by loving one another.
我们就会找到很多很多的方式来爱别人。
Thanksgiving and Christmas are coming.
感恩节跟圣诞节快到了。
And there's no harm committing to God at the closure of 2015 as a time to grow.
不妨在这个2015年的结束之前，我们也这样子承诺。
That we will have the love for God and our neighbors.
我们会如此来爱神。
Let us pray.
那我们祷告。
Our Father, have mercy on us.
父神，求你怜悯我们。
For we are sinners.
我们是罪人。
And we so easily take the good gifts from you and turn them into idols.
我们时常把你的恩赐变成我们的偶像。
We in fact will want to make others in our image rather than in yours.
我们很多时候要把别人改成变成我们的形象，而不是变成你的形象。
We're so insistent on changing them the way that we want them to be rather than the way that God you want them to be.
我们很多时候要坚持改变他们成为我们要的形象，而不是你要他们成为的形象。
And so we ask that you break us away from such selfishness.
求你帮助我们从这样子的自私里解脱出来。
That with this awareness and this total being consumed by the sacrificial love of Jesus Christ.
让我们在完全明白理解你对我们的牺牲的爱。
We are so overwhelmed, we cannot but to live out a sacrificial love for another.
我们实在是没有不能不完全的来爱你。
That it is not out of the fear of people and their applause that we love them.
不是因为我们害怕人，或者是要人的赞赏，我们来爱他们。
But it's out of the fear for God, who so loved the world that He sent His one and only Son.
而是因为你的爱，因为你爱我们，甚至到把你的儿子送到世界上来为我们而死。
We thank you for the mercy we've been shown at the foot of the cross.
我们感谢你在十字架下面已经为我们显明的爱。
And Jesus, you did die for our sins.
耶稣，你确实已经为了我们的罪而死。
Help us by the counsel of the Spirit.
帮助我们借着圣灵的劝导。
That we will always seek you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
我们会常常时时的来全心全性全意全力的来寻求你。
In Christ we are a new creation.
在耶稣里我们是新造的人。
We've been given the new heart and the new spirit.
我们已经有个新的心，有个新的灵。
Change our hearts, O Lord, and help us to worship you with this new heart and new soul.
改变我们，让我们用这样子的新的心灵来敬拜你。
We pray in the name of Jesus the Messiah.
我们奉耶稣弥赛亚救主的名。
Amen.